Praise the Lord. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Anoint this time and use it mightily for your glory. Anoint your word that you give to us, O Lord. We pray that you are going to speak to each and every one of us in a special way. Give us deep understanding to hear your voice and do your will. We pray, Lord, that your message will bring help, guidance, assurance, direction, wisdom, obedience, repentance, salvation, and good work, O God. We pray for hundredfold harvest in the life of your people. Help me, O God, and put word and arrange the message so that your word will bring you glory. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here we find this part of a letter of Apostle Paul to Timothy. At that time, Timothy was pastoring a church, and Paul was the one who was instructing him in the way of righteousness, how to manage an affair, the work of God in the church. And here, the message is for each and every one of us. The call here is to set an example. He told him, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers. Here we are called to set an example. Which time the people will look down on us? The people will look down on us when we are not good example in our life. Our life and style of living and our commitment to Christ will not show the good example. Then the people will look down on us. In order for us, not the people will look down on us, we need to set an example for each and everyone, especially for the believer, for the house of faith, that the people will see our life and they will find it's a good example that they can follow. The word example here is to make a model. We have to be a model. We have to be a pattern. People want a pattern. Even God teach us in the way that he put the patterns. There are many example and pattern in the Bible. We have the story of Abraham, of David, of Mary, the mother of Jesus. We have Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter. We have pattern life of the people. Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, he say, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. So that the teaching through the example is scriptural. God is teaching us through examples. He put the word of God in the Bible. He put the stories and life of certain figure that as we see their life, they become our example. And we follow God as we observe the step they have followed before us and obey God. Christ is our ultimate example. He is the Son of God. He is God the Son. He came to do the will of God the Father, and he became an example to us. Paul say, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. As we follow the example of Christ, we can be a good example for other people. In the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, and let us read verse 21, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Apostle Peter say to the church, to this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. So that we find here that Christ's suffering and his lifestyle is an example for us to follow. As he suffered in life, as he suffered and he took and bore the sin, as he came down from heaven and he was willing to suffer in order to save us, we take this example and take the opportunity and take the responsibility and take the commitment, so that as we suffer, others will come to God and to Christ and they will live their life in accordance to God's will. So, as we follow the example of Christ, we will be an example for others to follow Christ. As we set a good example, we'll be lifted up, and the people will not look down on us. People, they may look down on you because you follow Christ, but that is temporarily. Finally, God will lift you up, and everyone will know that you are a blessed because you are following the Lord God Himself. He say to Timothy, set an example for the believers. First, in speech, the way we speak is very important. Your language indicates who you are. Your language indicates what is in your mind, what are your thoughts. Your language indicates what is in your heart. Your language indicates with whom people you are living and meeting. What is your influence? What is your background? How you manage your life? Your language speak and show who you are as a person. And the language we speak, it should be used to build up other people. How God created the world? God created the whole world when He spoke His word. He spoke and became light, and there was the sea was put aside, and the land aside. Then He spoke, there was a sun and the moon. Then He spoke, then there was a plants, and there was animals, and then He created the man. All He created, God created all with his word. So we, as we speak the word of God, then we will be building other people life. We will be building a good thing. As the people hear us, the way we speak, it should be a good example for us. We should avoid jokes, lies, unnecessarily words, filthy language, called joking, out of a place. We should avoid all these things. Apostle James is saying, if anyone is not at fault in what he say, he's a perfect man. Perfection comes when we control our lips. And when we control our lips, we are controlling our mind and our hearts to put it in agreement and in the will of God. The Apostle Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, the first part of the verse say, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one is speaking the very words of God. We should speak the very word of God. Not only we speak it, but we have to live it. We have to live it as well. In the book of Colossians, chapter 4 and verse 6, say, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. So that there's a calling for wisdom. There's calling that God's grace will be in our lips, His word, His wisdom, His instruction. We should know it by heart. We live it and we instruct others. And also season with salt, the wisdom that is needed, the discernment. Before we speak, before I speak, I must process what is I am going to speak. I have to process it in my mind, because the people, they are coming. They have other things in their heart and their mind. I need to process it. I need to process it before I speak it to others. He say, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you will be able to answer everyone. People will come with a different motive, with different stories. I must be discerning. I must be wise how to answer them. Book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 29. Set an example in speech. Say, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up, according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. My speech should build up others. As I am speaking now, I expect that others are listening. Those who are willing to be built up, they will be built up. Those who are willing to follow Christ, they will find the way. Every time you speak, you must know there are people who are listening to you. You may see two people in front of you, but there are people behind you. There are people outside the door. There are people in the other room. They may hear your voice. Are they going to be built up by the way you speak? Are your speakers a good example for them to follow? That is the question. You are called today to set an example in speech, in life, the way we live, the way we manage our life, the way we manage and budget our time, our money, our resources, our effort, our relationship are very important. Is our life a good example? Is our life according to the word of God? Are we following God? Are we a good steward of God's word, God's blessing, God's promises? In the book of James chapter 3 verse 13, there's a calling here today that we should set a good example in life. James chapter 3 verse 13 say, who's wise and understanding among you? That's a question. Who's wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. He say, if you are you wise? Are you understanding? You may say yes. Then let him show it by his good life. Now, good life is not that you have much money, you have big salary, or you have good education, or you are in a good position. That will not bring good life. Good life will come when you have the wisdom of God to manage even the little things that He put in your hand. Then you will have a good life. You will have a good quality life. And the Lord is going to bless you more and more as you are wise and discerning and obedient to His word, and you translate all these valuable things into your life. Others will see it and they will be blessed. How we can get the wisdom of God? The wisdom of God that we need to have a good life, we ask God of it. But there's here in this verse that we read in book of James 3:13, it say there's another requirement besides the wisdom of God. This is the requirement that is important so that we can receive the wisdom of God. He say, let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. How we can do a good work, deed done in the humility? How we can receive the wisdom of God when we are humble? When we are humble, when we have a humility, when we are willing to comply with God, when we are willing to comply with the will of God and with the plan of God, then we will be able to grasp the plan of God. And then all our deeds and acts will be in the wisdom of God, and it will be the work of God. It will be God working in us and through us for His will and good plan. The people will see God working us, and we see our life as an example for them how they will live their life to God. Christian life is not a debauchery life, it's not a sinful life, it's not a squandering resources life, it's not a life that is worldly life and attraction to the worldliness, but a Christian life is a is a life that full of the grace of God, full of obedience to God and humility. If we are not humble, we cannot please God and we cannot walk with God. God's ways are not man's ways. God's ways are not the world ways. So that if we want the wisdom of God and the good life, we need to be humble. So we accept God's will and His provision for us in our life. Set an example for the believer in speech, in life, in love. We are called to love as Christ loved us. He went down from heaven. We are called to love others. He gave his life. His love is unconditional. His love is sacrificial. We also, we are called to love others as Christ loves us. Love is patient. Love is kind. Not rude. Not keeping record of sin. Love calls us to forgive. Love calls us to persevere, to trust, to hope, not to delight in evil, but to delight in the truth. That is the love of God. There is a scripture in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 13, that speaks about the love of God, how we should set an example in the love of God, how the love of God should be there in our life. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 to 10. Say, let no debt remaining outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. As we love one another, we love the believer and we love the non-believer, we are fulfilling the law of God. How we love? The commandments in verse 9, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. We need to love our neighbor, and we need to love ourself. But we love our neighbor as we love ourself. If we love our neighbor, we will not steal. If we will love our neighbor, we will not covet his things. If we will love our neighbor, we will not tell lies. If you will love our neighbor, we will not commit adultery. If you will love our neighbor, we will not go with girl and man, not my husband. If you will love our neighbor, we will not take money that not belong to us. We will not take the things that belong to others, because we love our neighbor. Verse 10 say, love does not harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. If I love my neighbor, I should not harm him. Are we harming others? Are we taking advantage of others? Then we are not the example of love that God wants us to be. Let's pray. Let's just pray that God would give us in our life that true love that He wants us to see in us, how we love other people around us. There are certain kind of love, eros love, worldly love. This is not the love that God called us. There is also the love that spoils others. There is a love also that brings others into the wrong direction. That is not the love. There is a love that pamperings others and encourages them to continue to do sin. That is not the love that God wants us to see. That is not the example that God wants to see to us. The love of God is to give. The love of God is to discipline. The love of God is to nurture. The love of God is to follow up. The love of God is to bring the people in the right way and in the will of God that God wants them to be. So we have to be a good example in love. Loving our families, loving our children. We have our responsibility. Love is responsibility. What is my responsibility toward my family? What is my responsibility toward my parents? What is my responsibility toward the non-believers? What is my responsibility towards those who are away from Christ? Love is a responsibility. We should be responsible in our love, in our commitment. So we have to be good example in speech, in life, in love, and in faith. Faith is very important. We have to show to be a good example of faith in James chapter 2 and verse 14 say, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? We say we have faith, but do we translate this faith into action, into deeds, into an obedient act? For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good work that He has prepared in advance for us to do. Do we have the faith? We say yes. Do we have an action? What is your action? What is your deed? Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Are we doing? There's a fruit in our life. There's obedience. The word of God, when you read the word of God say bring. The word of God say go. The word of God say wait. The word of God say give up. The word of God say don't give up. They are the commands. Are we following the commands? Are we moving? Are we going? Are we giving? Are we giving up? Are we looking? Are we caring? Are we building? All these are the commands of God. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deed is dead. I must do the work of God. The expression of my faith, it must be translated into action. Is my life, if somebody wrote my life, and somebody after going to read my life, is my life is an example as a person who follow God, that those who want to follow God can follow my example. I can say follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Today is our calling to set an example. To set an example in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. In purity. These are very powerful things. God, not only will see the walk, our walk, but God also will see our heart. Maybe the walk is correct. Externally, we are doing good things. But what is the motive of our heart? Externally, it shows we are good. We are fine. But God see the heart. Man see the external things, but God see the heart. To set an example in purity, certain people, they may have unclean heart, they may have wrong motive. This will not be appearing on the time, but after months, after years, maybe after days, their motive will be exposed. Their motive will prove to be impure. Manipulation, politics, corruption, all these are the work of devil. And if we entertain it in our heart, then we are not setting an example of purity. Matthew chapter 15, verse 18 and 19. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and this make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean. What is in our heart is important. Is there any trial to steal, lust, speak against, slander, to gossip, to accuse, to give false testimony? This, we may be smart to hide these things, but then it will be appear. God will expose it, and we will not be the good example that God wants people to see in us. We need to set our heart pure. There should be no malice. Malice is a very powerful point. You must be clean in your heart. The way you think, your motive will be clean. Because that is one of the powerful things as a Christian. Your testimony, your life will be pleasant to God. God will be very pleased when there is no malice, when there is no wrong and evil motive. God will lift us up. But if we will have a wrong motive, we'll be going down and we'll be despised. The people will look down on us. The age is not the factor. To be young in age is not a factor. To be poor is not a factor that the people will look down on you. Not to have a good job or good salary is not a factor that the people will will look down on you. If you don't have a good house, the people will not look down on you, but truly will, the people will look down on you when you don't set a good example for the believers in speech, in love, faith, in life, and in purity. Today God call us. God call us to be a good example for others. God call us today that the people, if they will see us, they will see Christ in us. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for your message to us today. Lord, help us to be good examples. First to the believers, to the house of faith, that others will see us and they will learn. And second to the whole world, O God. As you say, Lord, let your light shine before men. Lord, we commit ourselves that our light will shine, O God. Our work and good life, the way we speak, the way we live our life, the way we practice love, O God, the way we keep our heart clean and pure and our mind clean and pure will attract others to you. O God, I pray that our life will be a living testimony for you, O God. Myself and all those who are hearing the message today, we will be, O God, a good examples for others to follow. O God, uphold us with your grace. Uphold each and everyone, O God, who hear the message with your grace. Support him, strengthen him. Especially I pray for those who are persecuted, those who have been abused, those who follow you but they're getting an insult. Lord, you help them and be with them. Uphold them with your grace. Support them and strengthen them. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.